And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantarita! It's a Honduran connection! This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about here tonight, and some very exciting news around the Houston Dynamo. We'll do a roundtable in studio tonight with Ian Veery of the Liverpool Supporters Group. We will also have local legend Rodrigo De Luna, who has done so much for the sport of soccer here in Houston. As always, this show was always designed to give people a platform as well. I want to remind you that going since 2002, that's 17 years. There's a lot of soccer on the radio, believe it or not. Show's designed for you, with you, and you are the co-host tonight here. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight at your leisure. Good show. Matt Jordan, the Dynamo General Manager, joining us at about 25 after the hour, maybe a little bit longer. We will also do that roundtable later on in the show. And then we're going to talk to North Texas SC coach Eric Quill. Now, he's a guy that grew up playing the game here in Houston, has gone on to the coaching career now, has done very, very well. We're going to piece together what their USL Division I team is doing. Remember, there's the USL Championship above that, then USL Division I. His team, North Texas SC, won it in its first year of existence. We're going to talk about how that fits into their player development program at FC Dallas, because we always hear how good FC Dallas's youth development system is. So we'll talk to Eric tonight. He is down in Florida with the under-17s. And basically that's an accumulation of guys that did not make the under-17 national team for the United States, which got knocked out in three games unceremoniously in the under-17 World Cup, which, by the way, now Mexico is advanced over the Netherlands in penalty kicks. So Mexico thriving at the U-17 level. And then Brazil, France today, Brazil 3-2 over the French. So the finals, Brazil and Mexico in Brazil. 713-780-3776, the number tonight throughout the show. Do want to get your thoughts on the acquisition of Darwin Quintero. Do want to get your thoughts on the big Liverpool win over Manchester City. Ian Veery will help us with that as well. And then a big thank you to our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm helping to put soccer on the airwaves. So when you consider representation, it's John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. Advantage BMW, Midtown, Kings Court, Hugh O'Connor's, Cube 57. Thank you for your support of the sport of soccer. And each and every night, you know what I know, Victor Ariza? What I know is this. We get new listeners every night from all different categories. Aaron Raybould behind the glass tonight, standing in for Andrew Carlson. Andrew helped put our Austin show together tonight, so we're doing double duty here. We're flying on the air in Austin with differing content, and right here on ESPN 97.5. Up in Austin, it is Horn, hornfm.com. All right, MLS Cup. Seattle Sounders, for the second time in 4 years, winning the MLS Cup, besting Toronto FC 3-1. You know, it's one of those games you're watching the first half, and you're going, please, for the love of the soccer gods, score some goals. You don't want this to go down as a dour final. We got that good grace in the second half. 4 goals scored. Seattle 3-1 over Toronto FC. Comes in front of a record crowd of almost 70,000 at CenturyLink. And clearly, for me, Seattle is Soccer City USA. It has turned back Atlanta United's rise. So we'll take calls on the MLS Cup. Your thoughts on that? Seattle right now is the dominant team in Major League Soccer. And they are the team that platformed this league into an upper echelon and a very differing echelon. Liverpool over Manchester City. And Liverpool fan, you are now tasting it. You are feeling closer to that first league title in 30 years. I would say be cautious. And if you're a City fan, you are now putting your sight maybe a little bit more on the Champions League title more acutely. I don't know. We'll discuss that tonight. So if there's Manchester City fans out there, Liverpool fans, Premier League fans, I want to talk to you. Manchester United also getting a win on the weekend. We can talk about that. Tab Ramos is still a topic as the new Dynamo manager. Friday night, Angela Kelly, Texas, against G. Guerrero, Texas A&M women's NCAA first round up in College Station. So let's go to Darwin Quintero since Matt Jordan is going to be on this show shortly. So here's what's going on. We heard this rumor. A lot of people said it wasn't going to happen. If you remember last year, Darwin Quintero kind of fell out of favor late in the year with Adrian Heath. We were all scratching our heads. He didn't get a start in the game in the Open Cup final where he was their leading scorer with six goals. He came off the bench in games that were big games that you would expect a big game player to be playing in. He did have some ankle and groin injuries. 2018, great year. He was an MLS All-Star, 11 goals, 15 assists. He is exciting. He's got the nickname the Scientist because he puts together and conjures up these great goals. So he kind of had a bit of a big rise and a big entry into Minnesota and then a little bit of a downturn at the end. His option was declined by Minnesota, and he's been traded now for $600,000 in allocation. Marlon Hairston will go to Minnesota. Now, if you remember Marlon Hairston, he came in last year, and he fit in the bucket of Matt Jordan and the Dynamo as one of the younger American players. Now, I want to read something out of an article here that's very interesting because this is similar to what we heard, you know, when Marlon Hairston came to Houston. And this is from their assistant coach, Mark Watson, in Minnesota. He said on Hairston, he came into the league early, so he's young. He's versatile, athletic. He fits the mentality of a player we're looking for. We've developed a really good chemistry, a really good identity. Now, he's talking about Minnesota United. And that's something we want to build on moving forward. The energy we have at Allianz Field, we want a group that's going to work and run and bring energy. We're also looking for players who can help with that philosophy. So you heard that, right? Energy there. They want youth. They want guys that can run. They want guys that are going to move and be a part of the future. So they see Hairston as that, which means Darwin Quintero not as desired now, based on that quote there from Mark Watson. But Quintero did not start the two biggest games of the year. And I think, for me, I'm excited he's coming here. In the context of what is going to happen with Albert Elis and Mauro Manotas. Because simply, if Darwin Quintero's on the field at the same time as Albert Elis, those are two guys that can be a liability for you when you don't have the ball. So from a defensive standpoint in transition, you know, it's one thing to hide one player. It's another to try and hide two. So that's why it's going to be very, very interesting to see what Albert Elis's future is, how this fits in with Elis and Manotas, Tomas Martinez, Tab Ramos' setup. He has always favored a 4-3-3 with variations with the under-20 national team. So there's a lot of moving parts going on here. I know a lot of the commentary now is just, you know, everybody's excited, and you hear even players around the league and other commentators. It's just, it's great, great, great. But to make this fit is going to take other things. There is no doubt. This guy is fun to watch. I love watching him. I loved watching him in the Mexican League. He does give you Liga MX connection with Santos and with Club America. I mean, look, the numbers were pretty amazing at Santos. 187 games, 50 goals. Colombian, Darwin Quintero, the Scientist. What a great nickname. We need better nicknames in Major League Soccer. We need better nicknames. Don't you think, Victor? Nicknames. We don't have good ones. We need better nicknames. So think about those things that I said, though. Yes, this is exciting. No question. Is this the big offseason signing for the Dynamo? Because remember, they said four or so changes. 14 caps for Colombia, one goal, 2012 champion with Santos, two-time CONCACAF Champions League winner with Club America. And again, he was their top scorer in the Open Cup this year, and then he got benched in the final, and we all wondered. Of course I know Charles Darwin. Theory of evolution, Galapagos Islands. All you got to do is look that up, Victor. Have you looked that up? You know I want to go to the Galapagos Islands. I think you have to really book that way ahead of time because they don't want too many people going on to those. That's the place where they have iguanas that can swim as good as fish. Darwin also studied the beak size of finches and all kinds of different birds and animals that were there. It's actually pretty cool. But the scientist is a great name, and you're going to hear me say it a few times, like La Pantarita. I like good nicknames. As long as La Pantarita sticks around. 713-780-3776. Your thoughts on the Darwin Quintero signing. So the pros with him, movement, mobility, technique, definitely a willingness to take risk, the ability to do the unpredictable, to produce plays. He is exciting. There is no question. He is linked to Liga MX. He's not going back there. I mean, you can talk all you want about Tijuana. He's not going back there. He's got a green card. That means he wants to stay in the United States. No question. He wants to finish his career here. That's what I believe. Now, the cons, he's 32 years of age. And you heard what Minnesota said. They're moving him on because he's an older player. 32 to me is not old if you can still play. The worry is when does the shelf life run out? Just like for all of us. And I'm going to take you right back again. I'll take you back again to will Albert Elise be here? Can they both be on the field at the same time? And we know Tab Ramos loves attacking soccer. So it's going to be really interesting. It's exciting. It's storyline. Along with Tab, Darwin Quintero gives us a lot to talk about. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. We will have Matt Jordan on the show shortly to talk about the Darwin Quintero move. We'll ask him about a number of other topics. And looking forward to having Dynamo GM Matt Jordan on the program. So Darwin Quintero's career started at Tolima in Colombia. 56 goals, 56 appearances, 24 goals. So he's scoring a goal, you know, every two games. And that elicited an early move to Russia, which I think for South Americans can be, and for anybody, can be a very difficult place to adjust to. And he did not adjust there. Only played 11 times. I think he had one goal. And then the move comes back to Santos, and he becomes a Santos legend. Santos Laguna, 187 appearances, 50 goals, helps him win a title in 2012. Club America comes and gets him, 107 matches, 17 goals, and then he comes to Major League Soccer. So he's had quite an amazing career, especially in Liga MX, and had an outstanding season in 2018. He is a guy that you want to get the ball at his feet, facing people in the right areas of the field. So would he play as a false nine, you know, underneath Amaro Manotas? Would he play as a winger? We have seen him do damage against the Dynamo in the past up in Minnesota. So exciting signing, one to be excited about, one that doesn't necessarily fit in the three Matt Jordan buckets, which are young South Americans, which is second bucket is rising American talent, and the third bucket is the youth program. But sometimes you got to break out of those areas, so looking forward to seeing Darwin Quintero here. I think it's something to be excited about, but it's interesting if we look deeper into it, and that's what we want to do, because what other moves are going to happen now? What other moves could potentially happen to make it better for Darwin Quintero, who you're going to make a significant investment in? I don't think there's any question. So that's that with Quintero coming to Houston Dynamo. And again, Matt Jordan coming on, the general manager here shortly. Let's go to the MLS Cup. And again, Seattle's the best overall soccer club in Major League Soccer in recent times. I don't think there's any question. Does anybody want to defy me with that? You certainly can. They did define the next level of possibility in Major League Soccer with their ownership group and their investment. They're 2019 MLS Cup champions. They're doing it in the modern MLS. They've been in three finals in 4 years. So is Toronto FC. They brought possibility in MLS. They have also kept professional soccer alive in Seattle. And the name, the Sounders, forever. There is community pride there. And it's all intertwined with the youth level, the adult level, the college level, on up to the MLS product. And any USL teams that are there. There is a Seattle pride, which somehow we got to try to pull that all together here in Houston, because there is Houston pride. You got coaches all over the place doing big things. You've had youth players win national championships. You've had youth players win MLS Cups. You've had youth players in this town win the Herman Award as the number one college players in the country. How are we not tying this together? We need to, and it's going to take more than a radio show talking about it. There is so much positive about this soccer community down there. So then you say, well, how did Seattle do it? Well, they did it. They hired a lot of soccer people in their own community. They tied it all together through clever marketing, vision, high-profile signings. And they are Soccer City USA. I don't know. I'm not backing off that. That potential's here in Houston to get to that level. Now, Brian Schmetzer, their coach, here's another example that good guys finish first. He lifted the cup at the Space Needle recently in the celebration. Brian Schmetzer's a Seattle guy. Played for the Seattle Sounders way, way back in the North American Soccer League, which was a very different animal than MLS is. He was an assistant coach. Seattle in the Indoor League under Fernando Clavillo. Coached the USL Sounders. Assistant to Ziggy Schmidt. This is a hometown guy who led you to the title. Hometown guy. Now, we also always hear these latchkey words like locker room, team chemistry, the group, all these very important words that describe the importance of camaraderie and a group being together. There's no doubt. You look at that team, they stayed together through thick and thin. And those bonds get you through tough times, tough moments in MLS. Every team has them. Team building, team culture. The great coaches, inspirational coaches and leaders have that. I think you're going to get that with Todd Ramos here in Houston as well. That is something I'm excited about. All right. How about Queen? Keep Yourself Alive, one of my favorite Queen songs. You got to turn that up, Aaron. How come I'm not hearing that? Oh, there. There we go. Aaron, I mean, this is like the who's who of producers coming through here. Fred and AJ were giving you a hard time. I'm not gonna tonight. I'm Mr. Nice Guy. I'm like,
don't overcredit me though.
No, I'm like Brian Schmetzer. I'm Mr. Nice Guy. We still have an hour and 40 minutes to go here, so there's plenty of time for me to mess up. That's for sure. All right, we're going to take a break here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. A big thank you to John and his firm. They 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Whether you're getting a car accident, motorcycle, industrial construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, they're going to cover you. They'll work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Get that representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm, daspitlaw.com, bilingual. Stick with me. Matt Jordan, Dynamo General Manager, coming up next.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
For me, was amazing. No? I think the first half was hard for us because Toronto played very well, but I think in the second half we try a little bit more our soccer, our football, we keep a little bit more the possession, and this is for me was a key for the game. No, I'm proud for all my teammates. I think we deserve that, and I'm really happy.
That was Victor Rodriguez, who was voted the MVP of the MLS Cup Final. And it's a backstory to him. It sounds like, and there's not a lot described here, that he does have some family issues with a young child. So to see that guy get the MVP, man, that's just, you love those moments in sports, Aaron, when, you know, somebody's dealing with something outside of the game that's bigger than the game, and then that guy comes and produces in an MLS Cup final in front of 70,000 people. Pretty remarkable. All right, quick word here for Advantage BMW Midtown. These guys are great. Get down there. It is Midtown. Now, look, there's BMW all over Houston, but Advantage is going to treat you the best. They're in Midtown. Go down there. Go see Justin. Go see Philip. They're big supporters of this show. They've got me in a car. It's pretty incredible, sort of the customer service you get, and they'll take you through the full process from sale into customer service and all the other great things they do down there. And, you know, if you're kind of like me and you're not the guy that gets under the hood of the car, it's good. Advantage BMW Midtown, thank you, Justin, and thank you, Philip, for the great support of the show. Last song coming out of break was The Cult, and right now we're joined by Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Matt, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Good evening, Glenn. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, you must be a pretty happy man. You nailed Tab Ramos as the new coach. Now you got Darwin Quintero. It's a pretty good start here to the off season, I would say.
Yeah, it's been a very productive last few weeks, and we're really excited, of course, to have Tab as our head coach. And, you know, we've been working on the trade with Darwin for quite some time, and so we're really pleased to get that over the line yesterday.
Now, is that something that Tab Ramos knew about, or was this going on before he was signed as the manager of the Dynamo?
We've been having on and off discussions about Darwin. Well, actually, I mean, he's always been a player that we had marked on their roster, you know, that when the opportunity presented itself, we wanted to go after, you know, full force. And, you know, so that discussion was going on and off for the better part of the last couple months. But really what reaffirmed is when Tab was hired, and actually in the interview process as well, you know, it was a player that Tab really, really liked and really fit what we were trying to do, and what his objectives were with the way the team, what we want the team to play. And so it was really good alignment. And so it's been a long process, but we're really happy to have him.
Darwin Quintero coming to the Houston Dynamo, as Matt Jordan, the general manager, said, his option declined in Minnesota, traded for $600,000 in allocation money, and Marlon Hairston moves on. Let's talk about Darwin. Obviously, over the years, I've watched Liga MX, and I absolutely love this guy. Unpredictable, can do the unknown, runs at people, breaks defenses down. Give me some of the reasons why you really like him coming here, outside of the ones I just gave.
Well, he's a difference maker. You know, he can make plays, and he can make plays in the final third. You know, and as you know, I mean, that's a quality that's very hard to come by. We really like that, you know, he can play multiple positions in the attacking third. He finds a lot of space between the lines. He's excellent, you know, when he does find those pockets, you know, that, you know, he can instantly put defenses on their heels. And the good thing is that he can create chances himself. And obviously he creates chances for others, but he can create chances for himself. And for me, in my strong opinion, is that the real difference between top level attackers and good attackers, is that they can create chances for themselves.
He obviously brings a bit of a wow factor as well, right? Let's face it, Liga MX connection as well. And I would think, did that factor into the decision a lot? The fact that, look, he's got this great link to Santos. He's got a great link to Club America, who's playing in an exhibition game this weekend here. And that he's a potential to draw those fans that maybe are outside the current fan base of the Houston Dynamo.
Yeah, well, look, I think the first thing we always look at is the product on the field. You know, and, you know, anytime you bring, you know, a designated player, you know, and a top-level player, I mean, the key factor, Glenn, is that they have to deliver on the field. it's an added bonus that, you know, that Darwin was such a great player in Liga MX for the better part of a decade. I mean, you know, there's a few years there where he's arguably the best player in the league. So I do think that that's an added bonus for sure, that, you know, our fan base, it resonates with our fan base, that, you know, because obviously the strong connection between the city of Houston and the Liga MX clubs. And so I think that's an added bonus for sure. And we're so pleased to have him. And I can tell you that Darwin is so motivated to be here. He's so excited to be joining the club. Even today I was at the office and Tab came into my office and we, you know, Tab spoke to Darwin yesterday. I spoke to Darwin yesterday. You know, and some of our other staff spoke to him. And right away this morning, he called Tab and he's like, you know, I need to get my fitness plan. Can you please send me the team's off-season fitness plan? You know, and so that's just, it just shows you how motivated he is. You know, an added bonus as well is he's got his green card. You know, so he's not going to count as a foreigner. And so there's so many factors that just, it made so much sense for us. And the other thing, and I have to give a lot of credit to our ownership group, you know, there's a significant investment involved with bringing a player of this caliber. And so that support was really much appreciated in this process.
Darwin Quintero coming to Houston. We're talking to Matt Jordan, the Dynamo general manager here. So many pros weighing in favor of Darwin. Are there any cons in your mind?
Not in my eyes. I mean, I think it's a player that fits exactly what we're trying to do. You know, it fits well with our market. And you know, is the other thing too, Glenn, I'd say is that it's really important. I mean, he's adapted to the league and he's proven that he's one of the top players in this league. And so in our eyes, I mean, we think it's just a great addition, you know, and like you said, at the beginning of this interview it's a great follow up to such an exciting hire with Tab Ramos as our new head coach.
11 goals, 15 assists in 2018 for Darwin Quintero. I mean, he took the league by storm, was an MLS All-Star. Definitely one of the guys that you know, if you knew he was playing, you want to watch the game. He's got the nickname The Scientist, which is also pretty cool. It seemed like he might have fallen out of favor with what they were doing in Minnesota. I was very surprised when he didn't start the Open Cup, Matt, because he was their leading goal scorer. And like you said, he seemed to me to be their game changer, and he didn't start some key games at the end of the year.
Yeah, that was, you know, obviously, you know, quite surprising, in particular the U.S. Open Cup final, because he was the MVP of the whole tournament, you know, and the leading goal scorer. And even, you know, he just makes an impact, you know, and he's a constant threat. And, you know, and that's something that we're really pleased to add. We feel he's going to be a great complement to our already talented attacking group, and it's exciting for our fans.
All right, so let's talk about in the context of, you know, when you get a player like this, and certainly it's about him in attack, it's him on the ball, it's him making decisions, it's getting him in the right areas of the people of the field so he can run at people and eliminate people off the dribble. He's somebody that everybody's eyes are going to be drawn to. I don't think there's any question. When you're talking with Tab, are you talking about a system that's going to certainly be built with him in mind in a very big way?
Absolutely. That's the most important piece, Glenn, is, you know, having that alignment, you know, talking about style of play and formations and different ways to adapt. And, you know, Tab, as I said, even in the interview process, he earmarked Darwin as a player that he felt was going to be a great fit, you know, for what we're trying to do and what we're working to accomplish. And the nice thing with Darwin is, you know, he can play as a second striker, he can play as a number 10, he can play on the left, he can play on the right, he can play in a 4-2-3-1, a 4-3-3, a 4-1-4-1. I mean, and the other thing too is that even, you know, he, with his creative ability, you know, he can also float and really just cause a lot of problems for opposing defenses. And, you know, that utility and that flexibility was really important to us as well.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us. We really appreciate this after the exciting signing of Darwin Quintero. So what comes quickly to my mind is Darwin and Albert, and maybe without the ball, that's not their strength, right? In transition, the defending side of it and that kind of thing. So we put one and one together and we go, well, this might mean, and this is what fans are doing as well, we could be seeing Albert Elise moved on. Is there still offers coming in for him? And what does his situation look like? What does Mauro Minotas' situation look like, Matt? And what does Ramel Kyoto's situation look like? Because he's still a Dynamo player.
Yeah, you know, we're continuing to get interest in all the players that you just mentioned. And that is a part of bringing in a player like Darwin as well. You know, it's important to always have, you know, a succession plan lined up. But knowing that, you know, those players stay on the roster, you know, that they're going to complement each other well. I think that, you know, you're looking at Mauro and Albert and Romel. I mean, we do get interest in those players. It is a factor and a consideration, you know, when you're making these type of moves. We do continue to get interest in those players.
So still no 100% guarantee those three players are staying here.
Well, look, I haven't been at this a long time. There's never any 100% guarantees in anything, right, Glenn? You have to be ready to be flexible and be, you know, ready to expect the unexpected.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. So what else is right now big priority to you with this roster and some of the moves you're making and things that you're thinking about that you can share with the listeners and Dynamo fans? I know you can't share it all.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, out of respect for our current roster, you know, I'm not able to get into too much detail. I can tell you the biggest priority and the biggest advantage of getting, you know, Tab here at this point of the year is, you know, it provides, you know, the last couple of weeks we've been really analyzing our current roster, and it's really important that the head coach has input in that because that's been a real focus of ours, is analyzing our roster, making roster decisions. You know, we still have, you know, until the 21st, you know, with regards to the contracts, and so we're going through that, but that's a big advantage of having Tab here and the staff here as well, and getting the staffs all integrated with one another, and so that's been a big priority of ours. At the same time, analyzing, you know, we're hitting the scouting, and we're scouting quite a bit, and we're sending a lot of our scouts in different markets. We've been traveling as well, and so, you know, really just hitting it from those two angles, is doing a deep analysis with a new head coach of our current roster while looking at options and lining up options in the countries that we're continually scouting with our scouts and with our scouting network.
How about a word on the MLS Cup final, your thoughts on it? Because it was a big day for Major League Soccer, certainly from the standpoint of the fans and the pomp and circumstance and the excitement.
I thought it was amazing. It made me proud just to see how far the league has come, and I unfortunately, it's just been so busy here, I wasn't able to travel to MLS Cup, but I talked to a lot of people that were there, and they said that there was an energy in the stadium that day like nothing they'd ever seen in another MLS Cup, and I think it was a great display of for our league and of soccer, and I'll tell you what, I got to give Toronto a lot of credit. I was talking to Ali Curtis earlier today, and I told him, I was like, Ali, look, you know, I mean, you guys, you know, you really came out and you played with no fear. I mean, that first 60, 65 minutes, I mean, they had Seattle pinned back, and, you know, he was like, look, you got to capitalize on some of the chances we had, and you let a team hang around, that happens. And then, you know, really that deflected goal, that started a snowball effect, and I really believe the fans were a driving force in turning the tide of that game after that first goal.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. What other potential changes you think occurs when it comes to the amount of changes? Because we've heard 3 to 5 players. Is that kind of in the ballpark of how many changes to this roster you think will occur in this offseason?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, Glenn. I think what is important is, I mean, we feel we've got a good base. We feel, and Tab and I have talked a lot about this, and I think, you know, you've heard him say that publicly as well. But you're always looking to get better, you know, and I I think the key focus is you're always looking to improve each line, each window. And so I think that's important. We feel we've got some really good foundational pieces, and it's important that, you know, Tab really likes a lot of pieces we have on the roster. And so I think that factors into it. And we're really excited, you know, for this off season. And I'm sure our fans are excited as well. And I think the first month is a clear indicator of how much we're looking forward to next season.
All right, this is a pressure-filled job, though, and you and I have talked about this many, many times on the show. You've done it here in studio. This is a pressure-filled job. This is a results-oriented business when it comes to winning and losing and making the playoffs in this league. Are you feeling additional pressure going into this year? Because you and I have talked about this.
I mean, look, there's always pressure, Glenn. And I personally love the challenge, you know, and that's what I love about my job is I just love the challenge. I'm, as you know, an intense competitor, and, you know, I like to surround myself with as many like-minded people as possible. And so there's always pressure and it's something that I really embrace personally. And it's all about winning, you know, and I take so much pride in doing everything humanly possible to help this club be successful and to help continue to make our fans in the city of Houston proud of this team. You know, obviously this year was a tough season. It was one of those years. I mean, I've been at this a while, and, you know, to look at the start we had and then the challenges we hit. I mean, it was a really tough season, but we're really looking forward to next year and I definitely embrace it. I really do.
I think Tab can be the inspirational leader that can along with you, platform this team up into a greater consciousness here in Houston. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, what I've really been impressed about with Tab is for everything that, you know, he's accomplished as a player and a coach. I mean, his work ethic and his humility and just, you know, also understanding that, hey, this is a process as well, and getting more and more familiar with the ins and outs of the league. And I think even, you know, going through this Darwin Quintero trade, we were near each other almost, you know, we were attached at the hip, you know, every minute almost of every day. And I think, you know, he got a real clear picture of, you know, what this all looks like in an MLS off season. And he's been great. And I do agree with you. I think that, you know, with what, you know, I said this all along when we were going through the coaching search process, it's very important for us to get a coach that fits the club and what we're working towards. And, you know, Tabs is an ideal and perfect fit, and we're so pleased to have him. And I do agree with you. I think it, you know, him along with, you know, the other staff and the other things we're doing and the academy, and, you know, there's so much stuff going on. I'm very confident that the future looks bright.
He's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. Talking about Tab Ramos, that press conference he had to me is the best one I've ever seen in recent times. Best one I've ever seen.
I said the same
from
thing.
A coach because of his conviction, his clarity, and his transparency. And I think that is going to be the sidebar to the hiring of Tab Ramos is his ability with the media and to help grow the sport here, both in the community and through his platform as coach of the team.
I totally agree. And I mean, I've been a part of a lot of press conferences since I've joined the Dynamo, and for sure there was an incredible energy there, and you could just feel that the fan base and the city was all so excited and happy for you know, Tab being named. And I really, you know, what I have a lot of respect about, what respect for Tab, you know, and what really stands out about him to me is just, look, it's nice when you're a great player. Look, don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, he was an amazing player. I mean, I played against him. I never made it to, you know, that high of a level as the levels that he made it to as a player, but again, what stands out to me is that he understands that, you know, that, you know, the work you have to put in to work your way up the coaching ladder, I mean, I think he's really eager and ready for this challenge at this moment with this club and with this city. And I think that's what our fans and the city of Houston could be really excited about.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's done the work. That is exciting. If ever a guy checked all the boxes off to get the opportunity in MLS, that's it. I just want to take you back to one more, and I want to just focus on this. Ramel Kyoto obviously did not seem a part of the team at the end of the year. There's a lot of well-documented stuff from him. He's all over social media, Honduran press. It's obviously a fractured relationship, yet he does still have value. How important is it for you to get that thing just kind of off your plate, cleared up with Ramel Kyoto?
Well, look, as I said in the press conference we recently had, I mean, when we were announcing Tab as our next head coach, you know, with regards to Ramel Kyoto, he is under contract with the team, and we're in regular communication with his representative and it, you know, I'm not able to really go into any further detail beyond that, Glenn. But it's something that our finger's definitely on the pulse. You know, he's certainly a talented player, helped us achieve some good things over the last few years since he's been here. So it's something we're continually analyzing and evaluating every day.
Matt, thank you very much for your time. We're going to let you go. Very insightful. Thank you for being up front with us on a number of different issues here, talking as much as you possibly can about them. And as always, we appreciate you jumping on right away when we asked you.
No problem. I'm always available. And Glenn, thank you for your time. And thanks again for everything you do for soccer in the city of Houston.
Matt, thank you. Have a great night. And we appreciate it. And continued success with working on this roster with the new coach, Todd Ramos.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
That's Matt Jordan, Dynamo General Manager there. Quick word here for Tri-Eagle Energy. Shopping for electricity rates, it's painful. It has been for me. Tri-Eagle Energy makes it easy for you. They're a born and raised Texas company. They'll provide simple fixed rates. You'll pay the same rate no matter how much or little electricity you use. So there's none of this hidden fee stuff. It's easy. It's fast to sign up. There's no gimmicks. There's no surprises on your bill. You're going to get a weekly usage update. So you're going to be able to look and kind of gauge and estimate your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. You lock in your rate 12, 24, 36 months. Avoid rate hikes. Lock it in now. Tri-Eagle Energy. They're going to keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. And they're also offering a discount for our listeners. Simply use promo code ESPN when you sign up. Don't wait. Do it now. It's an easy decision. And you can feel good about it. Call them 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN, PUCT, hashtag 10064. When we come back, Rodrigo De Luna, Ian Veery, join me. We're going to start talking some Premier League. We're going to take a little bit more international next segment. So stay with us. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.